Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Hello, hello, my Shenanigans listeners. So I'm a little hyped on caffeine right now. I feel a little shaky. We just went to this new place. Or I guess it's not new. It's new to me. In PB, what was it called, Court?
Palmies. P-A-L-M-Y-S.
So if y'all are in PB, it is so cute. It's like this 100-year-old house converted into like a coffee, acai shop. It was bomb. So yeah, I've had too much caffeine. I've got a lot on my mind, a lot to say. My sister is here to help co-host and kind of curate the questions, and my fiance and I are kind of the guests.
That's right, guys. We're still fiancés. We didn't get married. Dang.
As you saw. Oh my gosh. There's literally so much to unpack from the episode this week. I've gotten so many questions, so many tweets. I try so hard to not fight back with people on Twitter. And I just went ham this week. I was like, no, well, you don't understand. Ugh. We're going to get into it on the podcast. But before we do, I think there were like a couple non-show related questions that I thought, you know, let's just ease into it.
Do you really want to address like what happened? Do we have to? Because I don't think
yes,
we need
honey.
To.
A lot of people want to know.
And it's like everyone only saw what was on the show. You know, yeah. You guys lived it. You were there. I think it's worth it for everyone to hear your side.
Totally. There was a much longer conversation that we had about the secret wedding. Like, I think we just owe everyone a little more of an explanation.
We haven't done that already?
No.
Where?
I thought we've talked about it a few times on here.
It aired just last aired. Night.
We've talked about things leading up
gotcha.
To it.
Okay, yeah,
but we haven't been able to actually say, are we married? Are we not? So I thought this would be a good opportunity to get into it. And then we got the reunion next week. Holy shit. It looks, I mean, we lived it, but like when I saw that preview, I'm like, oh my God, it looks so good.
I'm so excited and I can't wait to meme that photo of you yes. with your jaw on the floor. I don't even know what that was to, but I can't wait to
I
find
don't
out.
Either. It was probably to James and Raquel.
James and Raquel, because everyone was kind of like, and then I made a comment, which you guys will see hopefully, and then everyone looked at me as if like I was just speaking, like, how was it, like, what do you mean you saw this coming? I was like, it's not, I didn't see this coming, but did you guys see the same show that I watched?
Right. Yeah, I think that reaction might have been when she handed the ring back. It was, oh no, I remember. It was what he said
Ooh.
When she handed the ring
Ooh,
back.
Don't I spoil think, it.
I'm not going to, but I'm pretty sure that was what my reaction
yeah,
was to.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Because I was like, what? Stay tuned.
Boom.
All right. So the other night we were on the phone with our good friend MJ from Shaws of Sunset, and we were just talking about the dynamics of our men working at home and us moms being at home and our job. And we're going to do this as a double podcast where we do half on my show, half on her show. So this first question Court's going to ask us, we're going to get into a little, but then just know there's so much more we're going to get into.
Okay, so the first question
is the question?
What does your day look like if you are both working and have no one to help with summer?
So it looks like Brock on the computer and sometimes on a phone call that I was like, well, this call doesn't sound super important. So like, I'm going to ask you hold summer so I can pee.
No boundaries. To answer your question for me, to sum it up, there's no boundaries.
Here's what MJ and I were saying, that you need to have a calendar shared with me that says more than just busy,
because like
sometimes when you're on the phone with the girls who work for you, you'll be talking about Homebody, but then you'll get into stuff about the show and about like Instagram. And I'm like, this doesn't sound like a very important investors meeting type of call. So I'm just going to interrupt you because I have to go to the bathroom to do this.
Like before the pandemic and you were dating someone that had an office, would you walk in there?
His office was in his house.
I'm just saying, like, would you walk into an office space and be like, oh, excuse me, honey, like, can you do this for me? Or can you, you don't.
Well, we didn't have a baby, but if I needed something with his dog, honestly, yes, his office was in his house.
I'm not talking about that one instance. I'm talking about in the general public, how people work. You
the
don't
guy
just walk
my
in on their office.
Past relationship like, before that didn't have an
look,
office.
If you saw me at the office, I'll give you a kiss. We can have coffee. We can take 10. I'll take a break because I just spent the time in the office, diving into work.
But I have a question.
I've got an answer.
Okay, so why is your work more important than something that Sheena has to do? Just because it's different doesn't make your work more important.
Great question. When Sheena needs to get her work done and she tells me when and she needs me to look after Summer, you won't hear from me until you're finished. I won't bring her into your room. I won't ask you a question. I will just handle my stuff with Summer. I don't intrude because I know I can handle it. I know I can go to the toilet with my child. I know I can do everything with my kid.
I went to the toilet with her the other morning. What I do, like when you were at rugby and whatnot, is I set her on the fluffy carpet in the bathroom. I do a little magic carpet ride. I'm like, woo, we're going to go to the toilet. And then I'm like, see, this is the big toilet. You're going to sit on this one day. And she just sat in there and she was laughing. And then all of a sudden she just tips over and bumps her head on the litter robot. And then I'm like, hold on, wait. Ah. And then I'm like, damn it. And then sometimes I hold her, but I'm a girl, honey. I don't just like drip dry. So it's not as easy holding an almost 20-pound baby when I have to pee. So sometimes I'm
honey,
like, hey,
you're talking,
hold her really quick.
I get what you're saying. I really do. But you just answered it to yourself and you answered Courtney's question. What do I do when you got stuff to do?
Well,
you handle
now
it when
we
I go
have
to rugby.
Help a few days a week down here, thankfully, in San Diego.
You didn't answer the question. You just skipped it and went straight to, well, we've got help. So, no, just understand that's where my frustration comes.
When you would go to rugby, yes, I would handle everything
so
by myself.
What's the difference?
Because she didn't show up to rugby practice.
So what's the difference? Exactly. She handled it. What's the difference of asking for an hour and a half window and then after the hour and a half window,
I'm
going to
chime in.
Space.
Sometimes you do roll over. You know, you're like, oh, I need an hour. That hour can turn to two. Mm-hmm. Like, you know that.
100%. But that's the nature of the beast. If I get a solid hour and a half in, then I'll take a break. I will do that. But we're trying to figure out our schedule.
That's what our day looks like when we don't have help.
We're
figuring
boundaries.
It out. We're figuring it out.
And Summer's becoming a lot more independent. I feel like she likes to play now by herself for at least a little while.
She's good in exploration phase.
She's good in the walker, but then it's like now she's all over the place in the walker, so we still have to watch her constantly, obviously.
I'd rather that than now when it comes, the time when she can walk.
Oof.
This whole house just gets renoed.
Yeah, our house is not baby-proofed yet, so we're going to need to figure that out.
We have 1.5 foot tall
ladder shelves
on the top of a bookshelf.
It's a ladder shelf.
That's a ladder shelf?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those giraffes can fall real
quick.
I see
a lot of sharp edges as
I
look around.
No, I know. When we were pregnant and I was looking around this house, I'm like, woof, this is not a baby-proofed house. We need to figure
that
out. We're going to have to put bumpers on
everything.
Stay
tuned because I think I would love to go, and then we're going to put a lot of questions out because I want to know other people's feedback. Because this is the whole world. The whole world has shifted to this paradigm where we're working from home. How do you make it the best? Because we normally have those physical boundaries there where we leave and go to the office. Now we're inside. How do we keep these boundaries without going crazy with each other?
So more to come with MJ and Tommy on a future episode very soon. But for now,
let's dive into
this disaster of a finale that we were a part of.
God.
Where do we begin?
I know. I have a ton of questions here. I'm trying to think where I should start. I mean, I don't think one question really makes sense first than others. So we'll just... dive right in.
So you got all the questions for us?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that's one that I don't know if it's in there, people also want to know, where do you and James stand now? So
we could just get to that one.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
That's a later on question.
Yeah.
I think this is a good place to start. What was the rush? Like, what was the rush?
This question to who?
This is to both of you. I think, what was the rush to marry necessarily?
Yeah.
Like, how
did a lot of people are like,
how did that even get brought up? You know, like, why was that even a thing?
For me?
Yes.
This was the first time this whole season where I felt like I needed to do something, because I didn't know if your show was coming back. I didn't know what was going on. And
so was it just for airtime, people are saying too?
No, it was for me to show everybody that I generally love you and I'm in love with you. And that was the driving force behind it. Plus, if we had to wait 6 more months to do it, which turns out we're going to be anyway, I'm impatient as fuck. That's the answer. To be honest, that's the answer. I'm impatient, and we were filming. I was like, I have to do all of this, and I did too much. And that fucked me. So that's the short answer. That's really it. I'm really impatient. I wanted to make shit happen, and I was forcing it. And until you talked to me the night before when we told everyone it was off, I felt like I had to try and deliver something for the show, or I felt like I had to do more. And it wasn't that at all. I just was trying to do it all.
You were blinded by love.
I mean, I was just being an idiot. That was why. That's my reason. Can I clear up the green card stuff?
Oh, yeah.
I still have 2.5 years on my investor's visa for F45.
Yeah, so it wasn't that you needed
wanted to anybody to be like, oh, it's because, like, I'll tell you right now, having a green card is fucking awesome when I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, but that was not the driving force behind the timeline. I have a visa. I'm fine on that visa, but I'm not going to lie to people and be like, oh, are you going to marry for a green card? No, but a green card, like you said, has a lot of fucking advantages.
Yeah.
I'm American. That's sick. But it wasn't a driving force behind it, luckily.
Totally.
Okay. I think that answers that. It was kind of more a Brock's decision.
Yeah.
I mean, you obviously vetoed
that. I was an innocent bystander who got proposed to.
I'm not going to lie. I said it last time. I wanted to figure out how to do it, and I was the one that was dedicated to make it work. Regardless of the friendships, regardless of who gave a fuck about it, who gave a French about it, that was on me.
And after we got engaged, it was a much longer conversation where I was like, look, if we can like sneak off to like Santa Barbara away from, like, whenever we do these group trips, there's like, okay, you guys are going to alpacas, you guys are going to horse riding, you guys are going on the boat, you guys are doing dirt bikes, whatever. There's all these different activities. So I was like, okay, well, people are splitting in groups, maybe we do 3 groups. And like, if it's us with Tom and Ariana, no one's going to know. We'll just be like, yeah, we're doing like this activity.
That was kind of like how it started. And then it turned into something much worse. 100%.
Yeah.
Can I throw somebody under the bus without throwing it? Because I love her so much.
Ariana, go ahead.
But when I was speaking to Ariana, I was like, you know what? I'm not doing it. And then Ariana straight up was like,
don't give up, bro.
Don't give up on Sheena. She deserves this. And I was like, yeah, she fucking deserves it. She gave me the best hype speech, and it put me on this train again. I was like, I've got this.
And then she was like, oh.
I mean, yeah, I love Ariana so much. That was who I took advice from, because I was new to the show, new filming, and I wanted to do it all. And that was it. That was what fucked me.
Okay, so
sorry for saying the F-bomb.
Before we get into what happened at the party, though, this person wants to know if you can clarify. Oh, let me just read it.
There's a lot of clarification.
Can Brock clarify if he was asking/trying to get Randall to pay for the original engagement plan? Can you just clear that up before we get into the party?
And I feel like we've talked about this before, and people still aren't understanding it.
I'll make it very short. I'm long-winded with it, right?
Yeah.
So the venue I had lined up weeks before, catering, everything, was a bar that turned into a rooftop cinema during the pandemic. They did not have the right permits for filming. That was it. If I wanted to pay their $20,000 application fee to get the permit,
that's insane,
then we could film there. So 3 days out, I got hit with that from production saying, hey, we couldn't pull permits. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, all right, well, let me talk to Randall, who's in the film business. He may have an idea, a hookup at a location, not to pay for my wedding. Went in there, spoke to him. He took me into the room with Lala. We spoke to them. They got on this weird, but like, they were about it. And Randall spied down this, hey, we'll get the assistants. We'll get them on top of this. We'll get you this. We'll do this. We'll do this. And I'm like, perfect. I went from that meeting to go look at 2 venues that Randall recommended.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them really just stretched what I wanted to do. So then Lala's assistant texted me. And I remember I got the text. She was like, hey, are we putting this on your card? And I didn't reply to that purely because we can't talk off camera, A. And B, I already pulled the pin. So when I see Lala that night for Give Them Lala Beauty, I was going to let them know, hey, the wedding's off. The fact that it came out about, like, I couldn't afford this thing and I couldn't, and it goes down this narrative, that's completely irrelevant and it has nothing to do with that. And let's be honest, Randall will pay for everybody's everything. He tried to put that out there, but that was not what happened in this situation.
And what I was going to say too, in the one snippet of the scene that they showed you talking to Randall, there was nothing about that conversation that was you asking him to pay for it.
It
was you telling him about the plan and him being like excited about it, but Lala was putting words in your mouth and by saying like
he didn't respond.
Yeah.
And I didn't respond purely because in five more hours, I was going to be in front of them on camera. And I told them on camera, hey, look, they wanted me to pay $20,000 for this venue to get their permits. They left that part out. They just said they wanted me to pay $20,000. And then I said, I've got more priorities today, like my child support, which everyone knows I'm making payments on and I'm backed on that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just highlighting the fact it really was poor choice of me highlighting. I shouldn't have even led into the fact I had child support after the fact. It was but I lent into it. So you guys as viewers understood that I fucking was aware that I was be making my payments on my child support.
And I feel like it would have been like damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because 100%. They were like mad like that you didn't do the proposal in that way and you wanted Randall to do it. But it's like if you would have went forward with it, I feel like people would have been like, wow, he's spending $20,000 on a proposal when he has child support.
Exactly.
Like,
it wasn't happening.
It was a lose-lose situation.
And I'm sorry that if people got upset about those choices, I think I said it right the first time around. I was just committed to getting it done.
Yeah.
Okay, well, speaking of finances, someone wants to know, how much was the ring?
The ring was $25,000.
No, it wasn't.
Do you want me
to... How much is it worth?
Oh, how much is it worth?
Yeah.
Well, okay, Kyle, the value was $25,000.
Well, that's what he thought.
And then once we got it appraised...
For insurance.
$36,000 on our insurance.
Yeah.
If we've got to be talking... This sounds like a Bravo show right now. I spent $36,000 on it now. Anyway.
But you didn't pay that. Kyle hooked me up. He got the stone. I remember he told you that it was $25,000 because that's how much he assumed the ring was. Obviously, when you're a jeweler, you get things at wholesale prices and you get crazy good discounts. We're friends of his. So he gave you a crazy good discount. Then when my business manager was like, I need you to get this insured and appraised, we got the paperwork and Kyle gave it back to me. He goes, holy shit. It's $36,000 and some change. I was like, oh my God. He's like, I thought 25. And he's like, so that's what I said when we filmed. He's like, but hey, it's worth more than that.
It was
so,
that. And I really should not
but
have.
But no way did you pay that.
Yeah, I didn't pay that, guys. I definitely didn't pay that. And it is worth love. That's how much it cost me.
I like that.
Yeah.
This person made a comment. Americans just don't get Brock. I'm Kiwi/Aussie and get his personality and jokes about finance.
Yeah,
so
because
someone.
Like, because I think in America, like finance is like a stature of like where you are in society. Whereas back home, money doesn't buy you happiness. Like it buys you freedom. I get that. But being wealthy, being whatever, like you just, I miss home. Thank you, Australia, for that. Because I generally, when I spoke to your friend Hannah from back home, my humor doesn't hit like it does
in
America.
She's like, oh, I get it.
Because like, I wish I never did this after I saw it on camera. But when I went to go pay for the ring, I was like, this would be a funny joke because I'm not the richest fucker in the room. Let me put it on 3 cards. Really regret doing that.
I mean, whatever. It was
really
funny.
Regret doing that, you know, because I wanted to, again, explain to people that are watching, I am aware of my finances. I'm going to make sure I can money manage. And that was it.
Yeah, but then you said, did it go through?
Well, that was me being stupid.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, next question. Why did you tell everyone your plan? It wasn't necessary. Side question for me, something that I want to know personally that connects to this question is I think if I was in your position personally, I would have only told James and Raquel. I wouldn't have told the rest of the group. So was that an option you considered, like only telling James and Raquel and not everyone else?
Not really. So here's the thing. When we're filming, it is our job to tell our story, obviously, while we are filming. We are not allowed to have side conversations off camera, like, hey, just so you know, this happened, but like, pretend like you don't know. Like, no, we don't do that. Our show is real. So we tell people in real time when there are cameras.
Hence why I didn't text Lala back, or Lala's assistants back, because I was like, I'm going to see Lala on camera.
Because, like, for viewers, think about how much stuff you would miss if things were happening off camera.
Because if we solve problems off camera, then we come on camera, then that's fake.
Yeah. So we got engaged the day before our trip. If, you know, we weren't filming anything, the second we got engaged, Raquel would have been one of the first people I would have sent a photo to, been like, oh my God, guess what happened? So excited to celebrate you this weekend. Obviously not about me, but you're one of my best friends. I'm just letting you know. That's what would have happened. But that couldn't happen because I'm like, obviously I need to tell them when I see them this weekend. So our plan was the morning after the engagement party, we were going to go over to the villa and be like, we had so much fun with you guys last night. Like, we didn't want to say anything last night, but we just wanted to tell you. But a lot of things happened. There were COVID exposures. There was just a lot that happened that weekend. So our plan was then, okay, maybe at the dinner, we'll like pull James and Raquel aside and tell them. Then the dinner gets canceled. Then we're at an alpaca farm. And it was like, well, you know what? James and Raquel aren't here right now. So we want to tell them in private. But while we're with the rest of our
friends, I thought that was a better option of telling the group first at alpaca farm instead of going to everybody, including James and Raquel, at dinner that night.
Yeah, they just all have such big mouths.
Which turned around to not actually happen. And then so the next day we were actually with their freaking thing. And I'm like, oh, well, this is happening. I know for a fact something's coming out. And you know what? It's all valid. As soon as I got to get the hell out of my party, I was out of that bitch.
Oh, yeah, there's a question about that,
too.
I was like, yeah, I can leave because this is so awkward right now. I wish I didn't do this.
But, like, obviously, we had to tell everyone.
We thought
we were doing it in the best way possible by telling them away from James and Raquel because I wanted a private moment to tell James and Raquel separately. And that's what I explained to everyone. I said, please, which I don't think you saw. It was a much longer speech and everything. I remember Katie was even sitting there and she's like, this is so juicy. And I'm like, oh, okay, then open your mouth, Katie. And she's like, no, I'm kidding, I won't. And I'm like,
she couldn't.
No, I was like,
she got so drunk that night, she couldn't even open
it. I was like, we want to tell James and Raquel on our own. I don't think it's right to tell them before their party. I'm just letting you guys know because also this is, you know, an ensemble cast. It's all of our show. It's our last weekend of filming. We wanted to share our happy news with our closest friends.
Yeah.
I still don't think that I was trying to make that weekend about me. I think I did it in the least Sheena attention way possible by doing it privately, but no one sees it that way. And they're like, you should just apologize. And I'm like, here's the only thing that I'm sorry for is that I wasn't able to, that I didn't tell Raquel first. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm sorry for. That, you know, like the second we got there, I'm sorry that I forced this moment
this season with you about it. Start off at the engagement and then led into trying to do the wedding. It was me taking the bull by the horns and really just trying to do it all. And I said that.
We also took them out to a very, very nice dinner at Craig's a few days after we wrapped just to say we were sorry and to celebrate them.
People are seeing our actions and we can't justify those actions based on that because you know what? It was just me trying to do a lot and you're along for the ride.
I know.
And
I tried to just do it the best I could. Sorry.
You know what I think so unfair about this situation is that you guys only get engaged once. And I feel like that excitement and being able to tell your friends was taken away from you just because James and Raquel, that was already like their claimed weekend. It's like, okay, sorry.
I could have also waited.
I mean, yeah, you could have waited. But for in Sheena's position, she didn't get to decide when the engagement was. She couldn't control that the engagement happened right around James and Raquel's engagement party. Like, it's not really fair that now James and Raquel own that weekend and Sheena's not allowed to be excited for something that's only going to happen
once. They owned it
once
for a hot minute because that doesn't even exist anymore. So
I mean, that was frustrating for me too. And I said, like, we had talked about getting engaged this summer. We talked about getting married. We had mentioned things about like a shotgun wedding, and that's why I had a dress, just in case you actually pulled this thing off and went through with it. I didn't know when anything was happening. When we're approaching the last few days of filming, I was like, there's no way, like, we're signing our prenup, but there's no way this is happening on camera. And I was okay with that. It didn't need to be on camera because honestly, it probably would have been better if, like, we could have had you or Justice there when we got engaged and vlogged the entire engagement because there was so much more that happened that day that you didn't even get to see. So
see, that's another misunderstanding that I feel like a lot of the viewers don't get. They're like, you just wanted it on camera. That's why. It's like, it wasn't even up to you.
No.
Like, as like the fiance being proposed to, it's not your
I already
thing.
Had one on camera. I didn't need it on camera again, but I understood why Brock wanted to do it on camera because he's felt like I've gotten such a bad rap from all of the guys I've dated before who didn't show they loved me on the show that he wanted to show that. So I appreciated that so much, but just no one else sees it that way. So it was tacky. It was classless. All of that. I'm sorry.
I think I put you in a rock and a hard place.
A brock and a hard place.
and that comes down to me. But when you guys comment about like repeating it, like, listen, we're very aware, hence why once we got there and we realized the situation was closing in on us.
You guys didn't do it.
No, we didn't do it.
We're like, bro, this isn't what we thought it would be. Let's not do this.
I know. I was just trying to do my job and tell my story.
Well, we can keep telling it.
Well, okay. Another question from me, not from the fans. How would you feel if the roles were reversed and James and Raquel did this at your engagement party?
I want them to do it publicly. But here's the thing. If I'm approachable. And if James approached me about that and be like, hey, look, like I know we've been busy all summer, but we're about to wrap up, but we want to do something like this. And it wasn't at the beginning and he wanted to do that. I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's the difference, right? I wouldn't be upset at all. I'll be like, that's cool. Because I would have spoken to you about it before.
It was the
secrecy.
Party.
It was the secrecy that really that made me a snake and that made it worse.
No, if it happened the way it did, I would have reacted the same way as Raquel. I would have been upset because we are real, true, good friends.
But you would have that underlying understanding, like you do, that like, well, I get why she wanted to tell me on camera.
And she understands that now, too. It was just in the moment, I think I would have reacted the exact same way. I would have just
been more natural response.
Because she was like, Sheena, she's like, we're your true friends. Like, why am I the last to find out?
Yeah, my bad.
So... yeah.
I'll take that.
Okay, well, now let's get into the L word. Why does Lala always get into your business when it has absolutely nothing to do with her? Like, why? Because
this group, and I'm going to say it, like, I forgave Lala as we went through this whole thing this season. Ran through the ringer, forgave her. And then I watched back on it, and that got me. Like, that got me riled up again. But I got to remind myself that we're put into this situation with you and your friends, now my friends too, which I enjoyed a lot. And now you're really creating deeper friendships because you're saying what's on your mind. You're having these outbursts. Otherwise, majority of the time, you just let things go. And so that's the hardest part for me to realize that we're in this group. And it's a good group to be in, but they're all going to be opinionated and you're never going to be on the same page.
Very true.
I think she just wanted to take like control of the situation and like make it her own.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she just, I think she just does her best to just kind of control her environment. And then that comes across like that.
Yeah. Okay. So Sheena, do you think Brock should have just apologized to James when James confronted him?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I think you should have just said, you know what? I'm sorry. That was wrong. I shouldn't have even considered doing that this weekend. My bad.
You know what I should have done?
Because you trying to argue and trying to justify it, I think it made it worse. And then I'm trying to defend you and I'm trying to justify it. And I'm like...
It's not justifiable. I should have jumped the gun and just pulled him aside then and there and be like, yo, this is what I was thinking of doing.
Because it's like, if you were going to say sorry like days later, you should have just sucked it up and said it then.
I should have just taken a bullet.
Because did you feel sorry?
Yeah.
So you should have just...
And I was more sorry for the fact of like what I did. You know?
Yeah.
I knew it was wrong, but I was just more caught up in like, okay, yeah.
We knew it was wrong, but we also were like, if absolutely no one finds out about this and we sneak off while everyone's split in different activities and do something ourselves.
Sneak off the property.
Like, oh yeah, clear that up. Everyone thinks it was on the property that James paid
for. Well, so once we got there, we found out because of COVID restrictions and permits, there were only so many places that were cleared to film.
And that was when Sandoval had an issue.
No.
Sandoval was like, yo, I'm really worried about this. And I was
Also when you guys had an issue with it, once you learned that.
Well, okay. I was committed to the cause. At this point, I was like,
No.
And then I spoke to Sheena that evening, and she's like, not happening.
No, if we could have snuck off to a vineyard down in Santa Barbara, away from Santa Ynez, and like done something private, I was still down to do it because it would have been an hour or two out of a day that we were separate from everyone else and we were having our own moment and no one was going to find out about it. But then once it was like, oh no, it's actually like going to be here, I was like, hell no, I will not do that. That is so tacky. That is classless.
And then I realized.
So it's like, I mean, yes, I'm sorry, but at the same time, we were just trying to live our life and capture our story this weekend as well.
But I feel like I really destroyed. I really dampened that story because, like you said, you didn't get to celebrate the engagement with your friends. It felt forced. Like
no, and the fact that like after you know, I mean, I hope this is the last time I ever get engaged. You know, if this doesn't work out, I'm fucking done. But it did suck that even though it's my second time around, like this is my happily ever after, and the fact that I didn't even get to celebrate that with any of my friends. I didn't get to call anyone. I didn't get to send pictures of my ring right when it happened.
Well, they found out about the ring. Don't worry about that.
Well, yeah, but it was just like That's not, I mean, I love you and I appreciate you and I understand why you did it, but that's just not how I would have wanted that part to happen, where I couldn't even celebrate with my friends.
And I apologize for taking that.
I know, but it's okay. It happened the way it did, and who cares? It's our second time around. And you know what? We're going to have an awesome wedding. An update, it's not happening in Bali. But
confirmed?
Confirmed.
We can confirm. It's just with the travel. Well,
quarantine just got extended.
Let's just be real.
It's so far away.
This was the real rant. Like, I think if we look at, like, logistically, after I have my family plus my friends from Australia coming, it's like 19 people. That's like 10% of the actual wedding party. The rest of them are in California.
Yeah.
So we're looking somewhere else.
With Bali extending their quarantine, I don't want to put a deposit down and then find out in 3 months they've extended it again.
Won't refund either. That Balinese is a little bit different. Like over there, it's just so,
I'm still going.
Yeah.
I still want to go.
But
we won't be doing the marriage then.
No, because I mean, we do want to get married this year. And I just don't think that's realistic with the quarantine extending. So we're looking at other countries.
Again, we could wait a couple more years too for everyone out there, assuming. Blah, blah.
We could, but we don't want to.
My mom's been waiting so long to see.
The plug
my mom's
on
been
Bali.
Waiting so long to see me do this.
Exactly.
She's so excited. I miss my mom a lot, and she just loves this relationship for us. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But stay tuned. More details to come.
Woo. Anyways, back to the engagement party. Sheena, did you actually stay at a party that your man got kicked out of? And they said, why?
Okay. Well, first of all, the party ended about 10, 15 minutes after he got kicked out. He didn't even leave the property. He was waiting in the car for me so we could drive home together. So yes, I stayed because Raquel had just asked me to be her bridesmaid, and then she was really upset with me, and I just wanted to keep apologizing to her, so I went up to her. I was, like, in tears. I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I wish I had told you sooner. I wish I did it different. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I just wanted to dance with her and have a moment with her and just celebrate her. So I was like, wait, but do I have to leave? And knowing the party was ending, like, it was like, say it was 10:50 and the party was ending at 11. I was like, we got like 10 minutes left. I'm going to go back in, dance a couple songs with my girlfriends, and then I'll meet you at the car.
And I was 100% okay with that. At this point in time, with the stress of like filming and knowing that we're wrapped after this, I was like, get me out of this environment, because the shit I just pulled was so embarrassing. As soon as they gave me the okay to leave, I was like, yeah, I'm out. I'm not proud of my choices I did before the back end of that season.
Not like an Irish goodbye type of person. I wasn't just going to leave and then have like Raquel or Ariana be like, wow, Sheena just left and didn't say bye. And then that causes more of a problem.
It should never cause more of a problem. Did you know that we spend in our lifetime 2 weeks saying goodbye to people?
Well, that's why Irish goodbye.
Yeah, Irish goodbyes are actually appropriate.
I'm so bad at that.
Because otherwise you're going to spend lifetime.
Raquel and I were talking last night and she had a good point. She said she's making a pact to herself in 2022 to stop being a people pleaser. And I said I'm going to join her on that train. So you know what? Expect some Irish fucking goodbyes from me coming up this year.
I don't think that's me and Brock.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, we don't need to work on that. We know when we want
to
get out.
No, you don't need to work on that. I need to work on that.
Okay, I'm full supportive of that, and there's a fine line between being a bitch or being selfless.
Exactly. Just so I'm gonna work on that.
Selfish.
Selfish.
Yeah.
She needs to be selfish.
I am selfless.
Yeah. You want to be. Wow.
She needs to be selfish because right now she is selfless.
But don't be a bitch at being selfish.
Right. I mean, some people might deserve me being a bitch.
I'm an asshole anyway, so I guess.
So yeah, I'm gonna work on that.
Well done.
Okay, we only have a few more questions.
Okay.
Okay, Brock, do you regret doing the show after all of this mess?
No. Immediately no, because I first time around with my two kids, and you guys obviously clearly understand how that's gone. Now I've been able to stay at home for 8 months with my daughter. I've been able to be involved with it, and it's opened up just that relationship with me, with Sheena. We've had a great, amazing time. So I don't regret it at all. You know, I also enjoyed 90% of what we were filming. Even when I was going for the ringer, there was that one day when I walked out and was cussing out to everybody and I left. But that was just because it was real. And then the only thing I do regret was literally the back end of the season of me just getting caught up and trying to like do everything.
But that was also real. That's how you were really feeling. And that's what people need to remember, is this is a real show with our real friends and our real emotions. And that was what was disappointing too about the reaction, is because I'm like, these people are my real friends. And then I'm like, you're supposed to be my quote unquote closest friends. And the reaction when we told them we were engaged, like, you couldn't even be happy for us. But I guess it was the timing, it was the delivery. But watching that back, I was like, in the moment, I thought everyone was happy for us. Maybe, but then I was like,
maybe it's us looking through some, like,
maybe we shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
I think it's funny when people say on social media that you like only got with Sheena to be on the show. Cause like when you guys started dating, there was no guarantee
there was no
that
show.
There was no show for like a long time.
A year and a half, there was no show. And because of that.
So you really waited it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that
honey.
Sounds like a waste of time to be with someone for that long to maybe
let's
get
let's
on the show.
Let's lay down like the coattails. We went through a miscarriage, got her in again, and then we moved in together a year before the show was even picked back up.
Yeah.
Survived COVID with you with no one. Yeah. Look, I think it's nice that you guys think that much of my partner because she is amazing. And luckily, there was no show when we first met, because I'll tell you what, if I had to go through this 6 months into a relationship,
I wouldn't
have survived.
Summer Moon
like,
wouldn't
this
be
shit
here.
Is not worth it. Y'all crazy. You're an idiot.
Maybe Sheena and Rob.
Boom, mic drop. I would just
Sheena
walk out.
Sheena and Rob 2.0.
Yeah, I just wouldn't do it.
Speaking of Rob, someone asked, Brock, is it weird for you to hang around Rob?
I mean, no, not really, because here's the thing. We're two different people. We very,
so
very much are. And I'm very comfortable in where I am in our relationship with Sheena. And look, I was open with Sheena. I was like, I enjoy my ex and her family. And she's like, well, I actually enjoy my ex and his family too. I'm like, and that's fine. I think it's mature of us to be able to have these relationships that's non-sexual. And I think Sheena kind of enjoys it too a little bit.
I mean, I feel like right now, no, but I feel like right now he's going through a breakup and he's in a place in his life where he does need a good support system. And before we were ever romantic, we were friends. In between dating, we were friends. So we've always had
a friendship. Yeah, but we all know how you treat your friends.
Well, yeah, and that's why we dated. But I still have like so much love for his family. And yeah. I just feel like if I can be a support system right now, I want to be. And the fact
and
that you're okay
that.
With that, I love.
Yeah, it's not threatening or anything like that. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. The last question is, Brock was very supportive while James was on stage Saturday. Are they good now?
Oh, wow. Okay.
You were like a fanboy central. You're like, yeah, James.
Because what? Like, there's like 50 people on the dance floor with us in there. Like, we're all there. And we went there to go see the show. So I have to give love when I was there. And yeah, I support the dude. Okay. Do we not see eye to eye on a lot of things? Probably not. And you guys will probably see that next season, you know? But
if there is a next season.
If there is a next
fingers
season.
Fingers crossed.
I mean, I think people online can see that you guys probably had to pick a side. When friends go through a breakup, it's
exactly.
kind of hard to stay friends
and
with
and
both of them.
And we don't want to pick a side, but at the same
time, we are friends with both of them.
We are friends in our friend circle, you know? And I'm never going to not support him. A, to prove a point, and B, just to be the bigger person. But James is a good kid. He's a good guy. He just really gets caught up with his emotions and all the stuff that he needs to work on, which he says he's working on, which mm-hmm. is cool. I'm not going to keep him accountable if we film next season.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I had my input. You don't want to hear it? Cool, bro. But I will always support you. And I'm not going to bring you down.
As an outsider, I feel like Raquel's going to be like, oh, you guys can still like be friends with James, and that's fine to her. Like, that doesn't
yeah.
affect her. But I don't think James will be able to see it like that. Like,
exactly.
James going to see it as, if you support Raquel, then you're not supporting me.
I literally got a phone call from him this week. Like,
yeah.
I know you've taken in Raquel, but don't forget you were my friend first.
Ugh.
Oh, and here's the thing. I'm not picking sides. Okay. I was front row supporting James when he ripped his shirt off in front of 50 people. And I was there for it. You know, like, mm-hmm. why not? Why try and be a hater on it? Even though we have issues, but every good relationship has issues.
You're good with him.
I'm good with everybody,
yeah.
which is
weird. Are you good with Lala?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I am. Because again,
for how long?
Look, until she opens her mouth, and then I have to go back into the feelings and I'll pull them up real quick. But it's easier just to forgive and move on than to sit here and just be bitter about these guys.
I mean,
about
again,
what they say.
Personally, as an outsider who wasn't at the engagement party, I think rather than the engagement party becoming about you guys, I think it became all about Lala.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wouldn't have happened and it wouldn't have been about anyone else if she didn't open her mouth. So
yeah.
I think at the end of the day, it became more about her than it did about you guys.
All right, so I got a question. Okay, I got a question for you two.
What?
If we were to get married, do we invite everybody?
Today?
Oh, it's an,
no,
right.
I'm saying like, are you saying like right now, like today, would we invite everybody?
Yeah.
Is it
yeah.
on camera?
Yeah. And that was going to be my second question. Do we do that? Because I feel like I got it coming for me. I feel like something's going to happen.
First of all, whether our wedding is on or off camera, all people past and present cast who I'm friends with are going to be invited.
Yeah, okay.
But you go back and forth with some people, with being friends with some people.
With Lala.
So I'll be more than happy to.
Lala is still invited to the wedding. Where we stand at that point in time, and if she wants to come, that's on her. But yeah, she is absolutely invited. Sure. Everyone
I'm just going to put it out there right now. Like, I'm okay with that too. But if I'll have a microphone of just security on the sideline about, yeah, take that out, boom.
So yeah, basically, if Lala's not at the wedding, that's her choice because you're inviting her regardless.
100%. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Well, listen, I love you, honey. And I love you. Love everyone for watching, and thank you for all those questions. Court.
Of course.
What a mediator.
Thank you.
Hopefully we helped.
With a little bit of input, a biased mediator.
I love it. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will be back next week getting into some more shenanigans. Bye.
Sheena Shay. Shay FK.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shay. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.